This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military and women and men, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort all across the country. Thanks for helping keep us free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you, along with the roughnecks and all the people working on the oil fields and websites around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And follow us over there. All right, Kyle, let's see here. Kyle was first hour. This is Frank. Frank Silvato, hour number four. How you doing there, my friend?
I am doing wonderful, Mr. Captain.
Been a busy night. Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, starting out, we'll start out with Dr. Birx, because she was on a lot of TV shows yesterday, and she was talking about the fact that the virus toll, both the death toll and the numbers of cases, are likely to plunge dramatically by the end of May. Now, that coordinates with another date that's in there, and it happens to be the end of the federal state of emergency, May the 28th.
Yeah, and I'm sure the people who are her detractors and detractors from the for the Trump administration are saying it's politically motivated. You know, you people have got to start looking at the numbers and looking at how this thing has progressed. We locked down our country, and we're going to be hit our peak, and we're on our way down to a flattening of the curve. Sweden told their suggested that the vulnerable and the elderly quarantine. They mandated social distancing, but they didn't close anything down, and they're at the same point at the end of May being almost free and clear. So this virus was going to go through its stages whether you stayed home or whether you didn't. You know, so the detractors who have become these microbiologists, because they've read the headings of the paragraphs on reports that are too complicated for them to understand, people like Anderson Cooper, and the team over at CNN, you know, take a chill pill, relax. Not everything has to be a weapon against the president. Not everything.
Now, the other thing is that more states are preparing to reopen, but none of those that are reopening full in any capacity are blue states. Now, Denise Simon mentioned in the last hour that California was opening their beaches, but Kyle Warren and their parks. But Kyle Warren explained to me that they did open a park near him, and he and his daughter went out to, you know, either run around or walk around or whatever, like they normally do with the parks, and they get to the little scenic overlook areas, and they stop, and they take a picture or get a little drink or something, and away they go. Well, guess what? The cops were standing in the scenic overlook parts of the park, and they said, got to keep moving, can't stop.
Lord forbid you congregate. You know, don't break that 6 foot little social distancing
thing. That's right.
You know, I'm going to go back to Sweden again. They actually allowed their populace to cultivate and actually attain a level of herd immunity that is going to help them when this thing springs up next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have failed to do that yet. You know, so the execution of this, the sky is falling. We've got to go into quarantine. Andromeda strain response that we had was so over the top. And what did we accomplish? Nothing but destroying the world's strongest economy.
Yep. And there's a coincidence going along here, because I'm going to mention it for a second time. The end of May, New York's Governor Cuomo said that mid-May will be about the time that some form of business will be reopening, and perhaps by the end of May they'll be open again. Now, again, I will say this one more time. May the 28th is when the state of emergency, the federal state of emergency, comes off. If these states, and the blue states know it because they're pretty sharp by getting free stuff, if these states stay on it through the 28th of May, they'll take advantage of every possible thing that they can get financially or otherwise from the federal government in doing so.
Yeah, and I don't think the federal government should do anything for them. I'm serious. I mean, and Illinois especially, I'm going to use it as an example because I'm much more up to speed than I am on New York or California.
Mm-hmm.
But that state's governor had it, and the legislature for the last 15, 20, 25, 50 years, the Democrats who have run that state have irresponsibly managed their pension funds. They have put their states into debt in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're trying to piggyback on the coronavirus to be able to rob Peter to pay Paul. And I don't think we should let them do that. This is the one time I'm going to agree with Mitch McConnell. You want to declare bankruptcy? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not bailing you out.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. And, oh, by the way, Sidney Powell came out and said something on Friday. We'll tell you what it was about the Lieutenant General Mike Flynn legal case. And what's going on with North Korea's Kim Jong-un? Well, you can go this away, or you can go that away, or you can go the other way, because there's about four different thoughts as to what's going on there. We'll talk about it. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, if you're looking for a good dealer to get your car serviced and you happen to be a veteran, active duty military, a first responder, active or retired, happen to be a pastor or a military family member, I'm going to tell you all about Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, because those people I just mentioned all get a 15% discount on your service when you get your vehicle taken care of at any of the Moss Nissan locations. So, and that includes Moss Acura. So, if you need service and you want it done, that's the place to go. Now, in the meantime, if you purchased a vehicle from Moss, and you can go anywhere you want within that system because of the Moss care you get with the vehicle, then let me remind you that Moss care that comes with each new and pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan. Again, you serve, you save. That means tell them the captain sent you, and the first thing you're going to find out is you're going to get a $500 discount. $500 discount on the vehicle that you buy at Moss Nissan, certified, pre-owned, or new. So now's the time to check things out, because some of you got your checks, and some of you didn't. Checks came out the 15th, and they came out the 24th, and more coming out in the 1st. But check them out, because you got 4 different dealerships. You've got, first of all, right here in North Tampa, the Moss Nissan dealership at 11001 North Florida Avenue. The Moss Acura dealership at 11001 North Florida Avenue, two of them side by side. Then you've got the one up in Crystal River at US 19. And, of course, you've always got the original granddaddy of them all, the big flagship store in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Moss Nissan. And when you go by there, I want you to stop by and ask to see Elizabeth. Ask to see Elizabeth, because she'd be ready, willing and able to talk to you about saving you a bunch of money, and tell her the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Frank Salvato. And Mr. Frank Salvato, what the heck is going on with Kim Jong-un?
Dude, who knows? You know, I mean, this is one of those things that because it's a hermit nation and there's not a lot of free press, rumors can sometimes snowball. That said, sometimes major events can happen and we won't know about it until weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
What we do know is that satellites have spotted his official train.
Yep.
And we've got credible sources on both sides of this issue, one saying he's critically injured and or in critical condition and circling the drain, and the other saying he's just fine. So this is one of those times we gotta wait and see. But if he does pass, I'm just wondering if California's gonna count him as a COVID death.
Oh boy. I don't know, yeah. But remember there's no COVID-19, no coronavirus or in North Korea. Remember we heard that?
Yeah, that was declared, and therefore there won't be any. Just like everything else this little guy does. I think he hits the Hennessy a little bit too much.
Yeah, probably. All right, now, we heard a story on Friday. It came out Friday. It's been talked about all weekend long. Sidney Powell, the attorney for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, says that she has undisputed evidence, which she got from the Department of Justice under the Brady Act, which allows them to review the evidence against the client, that proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that her client, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, was apparently not just rolled over on, but they took evidence against him and they used it against him to just absolutely bury him in terms of being framed by the FBI. And this goes to Peter Strzok. This goes to whatever the hell the guy is that's on the book tour right now, the assistant FBI director. It goes to Lisa Page. Yeah, McCabe, there you go.
Yeah.
And it goes to one other, too, in there, in that mix.
The corrupt in the Department of Justice and the corrupt in the FBI use incredibly heavy-handed tactics to make people give them what they want. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. They'll force people into doing things. They will manipulate stuff. Here's an example. If a federal investigator comes to your house and asks you if you're on any medication, and you say no because you're not on any prescription medication, but as he leaves, he said, did you take any aspirin today? And you say yes, they've got you for lying to a federal agent because you're taking medication.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they go about things. If anybody watched the Netflix show Ozark, the FBI agent in there, mm-hmm. That's how the corrupt FBI agents work. And this was the case in this. And I hope not only should Mr. Flynn be exonerated with an apology from the FBI and the Department of Justice, he should sue the pants off of him.
Oh, he's going to. Because they've ruined him financially. They've just absolutely broke him, and he's lucky he's got friends that are still keeping him floating around, because otherwise he would have been destitute and out on the street living in a pup tent. But anyway, we got a caller on the line, and I think I know who this is. Is this Backgammon Bob with one of his famous questions?
Yes, sir, Captain. Straight from me. Anyway, one point about Sweden. That's a less diverse country than the United States, also considerably smaller, and there's less travel around the country. And another thing, Biden and Hyden, Biden is almost 80 years old. What about when he gets to be 84-plus in a second term? All right, that's it, Captain.
Biden with dementia isn't going to make it through his first term, Frank.
Yeah, I think the Democrats are going to pull him, and this is why CNN was given the green light to actually address the allegations against him for sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be no way around that one for him. It's going to have to be dealt with. You're starting to get the glitterati in Hollywood, the Me Too movement starting to awaken to this after almost, you know,
20 years
talking about this for since 93.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so finally they're doing this. This is their get out of jail free card, because Biden was never going to be any competition for Trump. They will be able to dispense with him, blame it on the COVID virus and an inappropriate primary season, and they're going to be able to install the person that they believe is going to be the most potent against Trump. So So you're going to see a resurgence in either Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris.
And, you know, Biden is demanding more money than the $7 trillion that has already been put out there in the form of the stimulus. He says, $2 trillion is nothing. We got to go more. We got to take care of the states. We got to do all this and all that. No, we don't. We just had that conversation, what, 10 minutes ago? No, we don't. These states, all they got to do is declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, Joe Biden still thinks that that Will Smith endorsed him when Barack Obama came on television and endorsed him for president, too. So, you know, he's so far out there. And one has to wonder if he's not playing this up to be able to get out of the embarrassment that would happen in an election to facilitate what the DNC needs. But make no mistake. Biden's probably, I'm going to go out there and say there's a 90% chance that Biden is not the nominee for the Democrat Party.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you because I think everybody agrees with you. Now, the census has been put off in many areas because of the coronavirus. And one of the things that the census was supposed to do this year was to determine the new voting districts, because people like, oh gosh, AOC was going to lose her district because people in her district had moved out and there were fewer people there. They were going to combine her district with another one, so technically she was going to lose hers. And this is what's going on with the blue states. A lot of people have moved out of the area, so they're about to lose congressional representatives because they went where? Oh, gosh, they went south.
Yeah, we've got
to... Into a red state. Into a red state.
Yeah, we got to take a step back from this a little bit, though, because after the census goes through, those numbers get down to the states, who are in charge of redoing their districting, and that always gets challenged in court. So AOC probably wouldn't have lost her district next time around. They eventually would have been erased because the census doesn't support a congressional district there. It would have melted into something else. But that doesn't happen immediately. So we got to take a step back from that. But yes, you're absolutely right. The exodus from states like New York and Illinois and California should see them losing not only seats in Congress, but electoral college votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful thing to hear. And that's one of the reasons that those three states, those cobalt blue glow-in-the-dark states, are so adamantly against the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to run one final thing here because I think they're coming up on a break here pretty quick. Over 5 million N95 face masks are currently missing from the VA supplies, and also a whole bunch of PPE stuff, too. Wonder where that went.
Yeah, somebody better get a hold of Radar from Mesh because I think he made a deal.
All right, well, we will talk to you on Friday, Frank, so stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty, Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, and we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Nosy Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, my buddy Wayne Allyn Root on Friday had a big rally to reopen Las Vegas, and they had it with the mayor of Las Vegas because she's going against the governor and wants Las Vegas opened up for the gambling casinos that are all shut down, for the hotels and restaurants that are all shut down, which is predominantly what Las Vegas is all about. And they had over 5,000 people on the streets and driving around the state office building where the governor has his headquarters in Las Vegas on Friday. Over 5,000 people. Now, the only thing I know that compared to that was that first rally that they had up in Michigan. But I need to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you want real food, real science, real nutrition, if you want to get your fruits and your vegetables without having to munch a whole bunch of them, how about the nutritional equivalent of up to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables with 4 little capsules? Well, you can get the fruits and you get the veggies with no synthetics, no additives, no fillers, and you'll have your daily requirement and then some, which is really good, not only for your immunity, but for you in general. It'll give you a little bit of extra pizzazz, a little step back that you might not have had. I know I took it for quite a few months here a couple of years ago, and I'm back taking it again. My doctor thought it'd be a great idea, and it's working just fine for me. I'm feeling great. So, check them out online, balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751, and remember to tell them the captain sent you, because they're going to ask you how you heard about them. All right, here he is, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
we have an affiliate in New Orleans, Louisiana, and they're listening. No. And they're listening to me right now, and they're going, "Who in the heck is this Jameis Winston guy that we just got? Is he the same guy that played with that there Tampa Bay Bucks team that was throwing us all them cherries that we caught and ran for touchdowns? Is that the one?"
Well, that would be the apple turnover or cherry turnover, whatever your, you know, favorite was up there. Yep, it looks like he's negotiating a one-year deal with the Saints, Mr. Jameis Winston. That could be a good fit for him, Captain. This could be Drew Brees' last year, and then he could compete for the job next year, maybe taking a year off and watching the game with a great head coach in Sean Payton might be enough to help him out. The Saints are very fortunate. They got their Taysom Hill, who's kind of their backup quarterback, but he's also a special teamer, wide receiver, running back. He does it all, Captain. And they signed him up there in New Orleans. So the folks up there in New Orleans are very happy.
Who's the quarterback coach? Who's the quarterback coach other than Drew Brees? Is it Sean Payton?
Well, Sean, but they have another quarterback coach up there. Sean pretty much is all on top of that, though. That was his thing. He played quarterback in college, and he learned under, you know, Belichick, and he does a good job there in New Orleans. They're going to be a good team this year. They really are, and they've added a few other players. So good luck to New Orleans up there.
Well, you know, everybody wants to get back. There's some states that are starting to get back to a sort of semi-normal, but not really normal. And everybody wants to get back to playing baseball because it's in season. They want to get back to finishing the basketball season. They definitely want to play football, and they're not looking to have that get delayed because it looks like football will be on track for being on season. And then you got National Hockey League, which I hear they're talking about bringing back their season and playing the games in the North, like Canada, like Detroit, like maybe Buffalo, and let's see, Minnesota, and up there in, I think they play out west in, what, Washington State or something, but anyway, playing way up north.
Yeah, probably up there in Vancouver, Canada.
Four cities or something like that. Those were the choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know why they would do that, Captain. Was there an explanation why they just wouldn't let all the teams across the country just play their games, maybe to shorten it to a 20-game playoff season and call it a day?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. You'd have to ask them. Yeah. That's the way they're going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm just hoping, realistically, Captain, I think June is a realistic start date to where baseball could start, maybe have a 100-game season. To make it a realistic season, have basketball and hockey go from June to August.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When does the state of emergency end?
I would say end. Probably not till June 1st.
You're guessing. 1st. You're guessing, and you don't know. It's May the 28th. The official federal state of emergency is over, unless it gets renewed.
Okay.
May the 28th.
June 1st. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping sooner, Captain, but, you know, it would be nice. But, okay, let's suppose that date sticks, May 20th. You still got to give these guys a couple weeks, all three sports, to get back in shape to before they even play because the only thing they've been able to do is just work out at their home, and that's not going to get it done, you know.
Unless you're Tom Brady and then you've worked out all over town.
Yeah, well, he's special, Captain, you know.
I think it's pretty neat because yesterday I saw Jane Castor. She was watching from afar of a rally they had in Tampa, mm-hmm. and I was thinking to myself out loud that I wonder if she's going to make sure that Tom Brady behaves himself.
Forget behaving himself. He can't have contact with any coaches right now, and he's going over to see Byron Leftwich, and he goes into the wrong guy's house. I mean, come on. And then that story gets out. That's not a good way to look towards the NFL.
After all the other issues you had. He can tell everybody he was going to coach Guy House's house.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Sure.
Let's go. Now, you got the baseball thing solved. Okay, fine. You got the hockey thing solved. Okay, fine. But now you got basketball. So I've heard that they're talking about maybe a 25-game playoff for the basketball.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Let's do it. I'm good with that. you know, all the sports realistically, basketball and hockey need to be done by August 1st. But so if you can get these guys going, that's what I'm hoping, May 15th, they go, okay, we can lower the restrictions. Maybe the emergency's still there until May 28th. But then June 1st, we're playing games. It gives you 2 weeks to get ready. Baseball, hockey, basketball, let's go. And that would be great. Worst case, maybe June 15th. Give them a month. Or all if right. They have to be cool till May 28th.
Right. Now we got less than a minute here, so here's what I want you to do. I mean, a minute for you and I to talk. But let's get going here about football. Is football going to start on time?
I believe so, Cap. Maybe not college football, but pro football for sure. So that's, will they have fans? Are people going to be willing to go into an 80,000-seat stadium come September 7th?
And sit 6 feet apart?
Well, there you go.
Unless you're a pod, a family pod, and then you can all sit together?
Yeah, I mean, so that's going to be interesting. And just alone, I wonder if people are going to be feeling comfortable to even go into that atmosphere. I hope by September, Captain. It'd really be nice if we could have all normalcy come September. Come Labor Day, it sure be nice just to say, okay, this is the U.S. of A. House.
We could have done what Sweden did. Sweden didn't lock the doors. They just told the old folks to stay inside and don't come out for a while. And guess what? 4%, that's it, and they're doing fine. Okay, tell us about what you do.
Well, I help out people with their insurances Monday through Friday, Captain. If I'm not doing the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11 to 12, check out our Facebook page, The Sports Zone. We had a great show yesterday talking about the NFL draft, a lot of things happening. And we'll have another great show this upcoming Sunday. And I always enjoy coming on your show on Mondays and Fridays from about 5:30-ish to this time. But the rest of the week I am helping out people with their insurances and taking care of them from Medicare to any insurances they need. If I don't have the answers, I have friends that do have, and we get the right answers for the people and make sure they are taken care of, because that's what it's all about, Captain. It's about making friends. And it's really not about how much I know. It's about how much I care. And as you're well aware of, Captain, I care about you and I care about all my members and all my clients. And that's what it's all about. And I'm here to help. You want another second set of eyes to maybe gain a better policy for yourself? Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, it can't hurt. We can pretty much do anything over the computer or the phone and help you out. Thanks, Captain.
One last thing. Ryan Newman's coming back to race.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? You know, he's playing short-term racing. And yesterday, Mr. Bowman won the NASCAR iRacing event at Virtual Talladega. So that was cool. And yeah, I'm looking forward to auto racing getting back, too. We didn't talk about that, Captain. We'll talk a little bit about that on Friday.
We will. Okay, talk to you then. Thank you, Patrick. Okay,
thanks.
Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. And we always have quite a bit of information to offer you. Done in a little different way. Now, too bad we don't have all the sporting events going, because my passion this time of the year is baseball. But we can't see any baseball just yet. All right, hang in there. Coming back with a beach and boating forecast.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Well, today is Monday. It's going to be sunny and a little breezy out on the water. Now, the winds are going to start out of the north-northeast. They're going to turn to the north a little bit later. The winds will start out at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. However, the winds will pick up. It'll be a bit breezy with the winds anywhere from 18 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon out of the north. Now, seas will be 3 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The water is pretty warm considering. Gulf water temperature 81 degrees, bay water temperature 80 degrees. We had our high tide coming at 6:55 a.m. and our low tide coming at 11:44 a.m. Now, keep in mind, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by my friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, I was checking on something the other day because back when Freedom Boat Club first got started, my wife and I used to come down here in the 80s to visit my dad about every, well, it was every winter for about a week, maybe two at the most, because that's about all I had that I could do it, a week or two before I made rank and went from lieutenant to captain. And then all of a sudden, my 2 weeks became a month plus accrued time. So we would come down here in 1989. I can remember when we started doing that. Actually, it was 88. But in 89, this little place in Venice opened up called the Freedom Boat Club. And my wife saw that advertisement in the paper, and she saw what it was about. And she said, this is pretty affordable. Why don't we do this, and then we don't have to drag our boat down here? Well, at the time, we had a 25-and-a-half-foot F-cabin cruiser, and, yeah, we used to bring it down here. And it was kind of a real battle to try to get it in the water and all that sort of stuff. So we thought it'd be a great idea, and, yeah, we did. So we did. That's what we did. We joined the Freedom Boat Club. And for the first 10 years, anyway, we used it pretty much for the week or so that we were down here, and we used to go all around the inland waterway and whatnot out of Venice down there, and it was a lot of fun. And then, we moved up to Sarasota, and, well, actually, Lakewood Ranch, and then they had another location at Marina Jack's, so we started to go out into the Gulf for Marina Jack's, and that was a lot of fun, too. And again, 1989 was when we started with the Freedom Boat Club. So they've got quite a history, and they're really, really, really. You talk about getting better, they've gotten so much better. Now that I'm up here in Tampa Bay, I'm up here where the Numero Uno bunch is, and they're very proud of it. They are the largest franchise in all of the Freedom Boat Club franchises, 213 of them across the country. Now, they've worked very hard to get where they're at right now. 500 boats in 30 locations and more coming. And there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything and just load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize too. As many of you as 10 can go out on a party barge, which is what's called a pontoon boat, the big ones that they've got. And if you've had to scratch plans for that foreign or domestic vacation or going across the country to the motorhome, then why not take some of that money from that canceled trip and put it into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long out there? Plus, guess what? Reciprocity? You want to join the Freedom Boat Club down here and go to, say, oh, I don't know, Henderson, Nevada, and take advantage of the Lake Mead location that's there? You can. You want to join up there in around Cleveland and come down here and take advantage of it down here? You sure can. So the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make the reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So remember, call the Freedom Boat Club today, 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, and for a limited time, you get $1,000 off the membership, and 1 month's free, no dues. Check them out, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Freedom Boat Club, been around since 1989, and I've been a part of it since the beginning. Now, voter fraud is just way too nominal to make a difference in any given election. Now, that's the popular line of argument from some of the libs. But tell that to voters in parts of Florida, where I've seen it. Tell that to people in Missouri, New York, where I've seen it, and North Carolina in recent years. Now, districts in those four states have seen election outcomes overturned after absentee voter fraud came to light. I actually sat in 2006, down in Sarasota, in the runoff between Vern Buchanan and Christine Jennings. I was the veteran representative that sat there to make sure all the military absentee ballots got counted. I had a Democratic guy on one side of me, and I had the Republican side on the other side, and I was the one representing the veterans. The Democratic guy continually tried to challenge the votes coming from the veterans overseas. Well, look at this. I can't tell this. Look at it. Look at it. And I'd take a look at it, and I'd see what it is, and I'd say, well, it's pretty obvious to me. Here's what it is. And I'd point it out. And you know something? Every vote that he tried to challenge, I said, well, I don't know about this. I counter-challenged him, and every vote was counted. But I got to see what the Democrats were doing up close and personal, in person, by sitting in a supervisor elections office, watching him count the absentee ballots in an election that was so close. A couple hundred votes or something like that, Vern Buchanan won by. And these people were trying to make up excuses as to not count a military man's vote. One of the ballots even came in with some blood on it. Now, that's not a very wonderful thing to see, but it happens. And I understood it. And I understood the mark that was there. And this one guy goes, oh, I can't even tell that. Look, that's got blood on it. Really? Well, we need to find out what this guy was trying to do, because somewhere there's a hole poked in this, and we're going to find it. You know something? I found it. And hit that vote counted. And I never did really find out what happened to the person whose blood that was. But my point is, with millions of Americans homebound because of the COVID-19, progressives are now trying to ramp up their push for the national mail-in voting as Michelle Obama, has thrown her support behind related legislation purporting to be a response to the pandemic, that they have to vote by mail because we can't get out there because people are going to get sick. What a crock. You can't do social distancing at a voting place? You bet you can. Now, what neither the First Lady nor the bill's Democratic sponsors in the Senate, Ron Wyden of Oregon and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, have talked about are the various provisions of the legislation that would allow for ballot harvesting. That's in there. The practice that was abused prominently in the largest voter fraud scandal in recent decades. Does anybody remember Stacey Abrams and the fact that her people got caught? You people in Valdosta, Georgia, you know what I'm talking about. Or people got caught with those ballots that they found accidentally. Oh, look, we found ballots over here on the side of the road. Oh, look, we found ballots here in the trunk of this car. You don't remember that? I do. And with ballot harvesting, the politically connected visit the homes of the people, vote for ballots for them. Are their victims often afraid of the consequences? And they say, oh, I'll take your ballot along with you to go get it mailed. And then they take it and they stick it in a box somewhere. And it is what it is. So the Democrats are fighting hard for mail-in balloting. They know there's no better time than right now during this pandemic to sneak into legislation, but you got to pay attention. Democrats are aware it'll be their only chance to have the chance to guarantee winning the next election. They're not above it, and we can't let them do it. And by God, not on my watch. Not on my watch. Well, wow. Hey, do me a favor. Check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. You'll be glad you did. 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh. Dominic's, 941-922-2345. Tell him the captain sent you. You're going to love it. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Alrighty, I'll be back tonight. Going to be a great day in the neighborhood. Weather's not going to be bad. I'll see y'all tonight. God bless America. Stay safe.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.